Fiddlers in Fairyland. There once were two fiddlers, da either, who lost their way. No money, good etiquette, no food, good viag, and nowhere to stay. As the sun, agrian, set, they began to lose hope. When out popped a man, dunya, all dressed up in green. Ireigig an na nuainye. Hello, hello, he called out. Is that two da fiddles I see? It is, she, they replied, somewhat surprised. Then it's you I need. Will you come and cheekshiv to a feast and play a tune? We will, heek, they cried, not believing their luck. And they followed their guide, strange as he seemed. After an hour, in Je Uerahija, they came to a hill, Toloman, and there a small door, Doris Beck, not noticed before. They pushed it open, astonished to find a great big hall, Talib more more, glittering with silver and gold, etiquette agus awr. The two fiddlers, wide-eyed, could not believe, a great roaring fire and candles, kindlin, throughout. Red velvet curtains with cushions to match, long wooden tables, bourged, covered in food, and hundreds of people, na kiat an jagainne, all dressed up in green. Irneigig an na nuainne. Laughing and joking, the fiddlers sat down to eat. Gus ihe. After eating their fill, they started to play. Hoshikat cluich. Their fingers, imyor, flew as they fiddled away. And those people in green could dance a fine jig. Porst gaste. So the two played on, never thinking of bed. And Lepi. As morning arrived, the man and Dunya came to say, it's time you set off. You've played a long while. Grish vor. So they took to the road, fiddles in hand, eager to tell of their magical night. But, ach, something was wrong. Varritigan kjar. Things seemed to have changed. The road and rat back to town, Bala, was larger and paved. Strange houses, tehen, now stood where fields once had lain. They carried on till they came to their very own house, and tai achahein, only to find their cottage, bohan, destroyed. They saw an old woman, Kalioch, walking along. Please, they cried out, what happened here? Je hachar a shaw. She stared at the fiddlers and said to them then, why, it's always been so, as long as I've lived. And this the old woman couldn't believe. But as she spoke, the two fiddlers creaked, and they cracked, and they crumbled to dust. You see, the man and the feast were not what they seemed. A fairy he was, all dressed up in green. Siíche Ivan. Ireigig an na nuainne. And one single night had lasted hundreds of years. Agus va un eiche ir na kiaten de vlianachin a varsin.